My subject today is recovering the gospel of Christ. You know, my friends, the most humbling thing, the most challenging thing that we face today, the great concern of our hearts ought to be that our generation experience a recovery of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I am convinced that what people today call the gospel is not the gospel at all. Tell you why. Today's gospel emphasizes what men should do for God. But what God Almighty emphasizes is what God must do for us. Preachers today plead with sinners to accept Jesus. But the publican cried, "God, be merciful to me. I'm a sinner." The thief on the cross cried, "Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom." The leper cried, "Lord, if you will, you can make me clean." People today say, "Well, I accepted Jesus." But you know what Paul said? Paul said, "I obtained mercy." People today say, "I made a decision." Believers say, "Whom he foreknew, he predestinated. Whom he predestinated, he called. Whom he called, he justified." True believers say this, "We love him because he first loved us." And our Lord said to his disciples, "You didn't choose me, I chose you." Secondly, today's gospel emphasizes these two things, heaven and hell. But the gospel emphasizes these two things, Christ and sin. Preachers today say to their congregation, "Wouldn't you like to go to heaven when you die?" Man's goal is to go to heaven when he dies. But the apostle's goal, listen to this, the apostle's goal was this, to win Christ and be found in him, to know Christ and the power of his intercession. Believers desire to depart from this earth to be with Christ, which is far better. Listen to what our Lord said in John 14. "I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me." My friends, you can't give a man a hope for heaven without a love for Christ in his heart. Just can't be done. You cannot have repentance without a conviction of sin. There can be no faith without a love for the Lord Jesus Christ. "He that believeth on the Son hath life. He that believeth not on the Son hath not life." Thirdly, today's gospel is a message to a man's head. His head. The gospel of Christ, my friends, is a message to the heart. Not to the head only, but to the heart. Men today profess what they believe. The apostle Paul said, "I know whom I have believed." My friends, there's a difference. Today's preachers, they talk about what they believe. But the Apostle Paul talked about whom he believed. "I know whom I have believed. I am persuaded he's able to keep that which I've committed to him against that day." You know something? The disciples were called Christians. They were called Christians because they knew and loved the Lord Jesus Christ. But what are we called today? We're called Lutherans, Baptists, Catholics, Calvinists, Wesleyans. Why? Because we follow the men who taught us their doctrine. They're called Lutherans, Baptists, Catholics, Calvinists, Wesleyans. But the Lord Jesus Christ said this, "Listen, you call me Lord, Lord with your lips, but your hearts are far from me." Today we believe in the resurrection. Paul walked with a risen Lord. There is a difference. That's right. Today, we believe in the resurrection, but Paul walked with a risen Lord. We believe in life after death, but Paul had a different statement. He said, "For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." Today's preacher goes forth ordained by the church. God Almighty sent his prophets ordained of the Holy Spirit. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The church didn't send him. God sent him. Today's preachers, they go forth with titles, degrees, credentials, and the gospel of Christ. The disciples went forth. They went forth in the power of the Holy Spirit. You shall be endued with power after the Holy Ghost comes upon you. Preachers are hired to preach what people want to hear. Prophets are sent to reprove, to rebuke, to exhort. And if they please men, this is what Paul said, if they please men, they are not the servants of God. Preachers preach. Listen to this. I heard this said by an old man years ago. Preachers preach, and people join their favorite church. The Apostle Peter preached, and they were pricked in their hearts, and they cried, "Men and brethren, what shall we believe? What shall we do?" Preachers pray. Preachers pray, and the organ plays softly. But Elijah prayed, and the fire of God fell from heaven. Preachers, you know, most preachers are afraid they're going to offend someone. That's right. They're just so afraid they're going to offend somebody. But Paul, the apostle, was afraid he would not offend people. He knew he would if he preached the gospel, because his gospel, listen to me, his gospel is called the offense of the cross. That's what his gospel was called, the offense of the cross. What is the offense of the cross? I'll tell you. You want to know it? Listen. The atonement of Christ offends man's pride. That's right. The gospel of the cross of Jesus Christ offends man's wisdom. And addressing all men as sinners offends man's dignity. That's right. Paul said, "It is the offense of the cross that I preach." My friends, salvation is not a head work. It's not a head work. It's a heart work. It's a heart work. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart. The scripture says, "Keep your heart. Out of it are the issues of life. With the heart, man believes unto righteousness. With the mouth, confessions made to salvation." My friends, when Paul preached the gospel of God's grace to that woman Lydia, the Lord did what? He opened her heart, and she believed. I want to tell you something. Today's gospel calls on men to stand up. Stand up and be counted. When God's preacher preaches the gospel of grace, men who believe that gospel, they don't stand up and pop off. They bow down. They bow down and worship the Lord their God. My friends, the twofold message of the gospel of true evangelism is this. Listen, all flesh is grass, and behold your God. That's the twofold message. All flesh is grass. Behold your God. The twofold message of true evangelism will put down the glory of men and proclaim the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. My friends, when Isaiah saw the glory of God, he cried, "Woe is me. Woe is me. I'm undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. Why? Mine eyes have seen the King. Mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of hosts. And depths of mercy can there be mercy still reserved for me? Can my God his wrath forbear, and me, the chief of sinners, spare? You listen to Brother Mahan, and I'm telling you the truth. The glory of the church today, the glory of the church today is not the presence of the Lord. The glory of the church today is the size of its building. That's right. The glory of the church today is the size of its building. It's the number of people who attend its services. The glory of the church today is the musical program, tooting the horns and beating the drums. And I'll tell you what's happened. Ichabod is written above the edifice, a bit above the church. The glory has departed. I close my message with a scripture from 2 Corinthians 11. The Apostle Paul wrote, listen, I fear, lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, that your minds, men today, your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that's in our Lord Jesus Christ. For if he that cometh to you preaching another gospel which we have not preached, if you receive another spirit which you have not received, you might well bear with me. Christ the Lord is saying through the Apostle Paul, my friends, be sure you know the gospel. The gospel of the glory of God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Be sure that you guard against any other gospel. Preacher, what is the gospel of God's grace? Three things. Listen to me now. What is the gospel? It's the gospel of God's glory. It's called according to the glorious gospel of the blessed God, which is committed to my trust. When the true gospel is preached, Almighty God will be glorified. What is the gospel? Well, secondly, it's the gospel not only of the glory of God, it's the gospel of free grace. Free grace. Not of the will of man, but the grace of God. For by grace are you saved through faith. And that not of yourself, it's the gift of God. Thanks be to God for his unspeakable gift of grace. Thirdly, the gospel of God is the gospel of God's glory, the gospel of free grace, and it's the gospel of one person, Paul, a servant of God, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God concerning his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom we have received grace for obedience to the faith among all nations. Oh, amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, now I'm found. I was blind, now I see. And it was grace that taught me how to fear. And grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. And when we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun. I hope you'll join us next Lord's Day at this same time. Until then, may God bless you, everyone.